Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Representative Christine Watkins, and we're going to be talking about this week's legislative update. The session more than halfway over now, so it's going to be a sprint to the finish line from here on out. But let's be honest, it's been a sprint from the start. Representative Watkins, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And, you know, it's been a busy week up on Capitol Hill, as it always is, but it's also been a busy week statewide. But I think a good place for us to start is last time we talked about the potential plan to purchase the East Carbon Coke ovens and turn those into a state park of some kind. Do we have any updates on that? How are things progressing with that purchase?
Well, it's very positive so far. I'm hearing really good things. It has not been finalized, as nothing has been finalized. We present in front of the Executive Appropriations Committee Wednesday and Thursday night, all of the appropriation committees. And then after that, the Executive Probes decides which ones will be funded and which ones won't. So I'll be checking with my executive approach friend here in the House to know. So I hope by the next time we speak, I'll be able to let you know for sure that we've got it. I'm really hoping.
No, and just hearing the public reception from that conversation we had last time, people are very in favor of this down here. They want to preserve that legacy that the Coke ovens represent. So I too am hoping that we can come away with that purchase.
I think it would be awesome for Carbon County, for those to be owned, maybe not by Carbon County, but by Utah. So they'll be open to the public, and we can be able to start preserving and restoring and having everyone share a part of our history.
Yeah, that's what's the most important part, is preserving that history and passing it along to the next generation.
Yes.
Now, moving to kind of a West Coast frame of view, PacifiCorp making a pretty big land sale that's going to benefit Utahns in a pretty big way.
Yeah, they're actually going to sell the Washington State service area to Portland General Electric for $1.9 billion. And the reason that's so important for us here in Utah is, as a legislature, we stood up to PacifiCorp and we said, you cannot bill the constituents or the customers in Utah for the fires and the damages and the costs of the fires in Washington State, Oregon, or California. So we really dug our heels in the ground and said, we're just not going to let you do this. So this just happened. I just read about it this morning, and I'm very, very pleased that this is going to take place, because the people in the Northwest, their ideas about energy are very different than ours. So it's really important that they can do their thing and that we can do ours.
Now, I think this is a big move for Utahns, and especially for PacifiCorp, because it felt like every few months you were seeing new headlines that they were looking at another outrageous rate increase. And because they're selling off this portion of land that was causing a lot of money to have to go into fire insurance, that's something that is going to help Utahns' pocketbooks, especially here locally.
Absolutely. Our big goal is to make sure that our power rates are not only reasonable, but low.
Yeah, and that carries into what's happening statewide with Operation Gigawatt, trying to double the state's energy production over the next 10 years. That kind of leads into the next few topics I want to discuss with you. One of the big ones right now is nuclear. We'll get to that in a second. But earlier in the session, you're running a bill on geothermal studies, HB 401, in an attempt to try and see if geothermal is a viable energy source here in Utah.
Right. Well, we know it is, because very soon they're going to Fervo, which is down in the Milford area. They're going to go online with their geothermal, but they've been working on it for 15 years, and it's gone through different companies. It's expensive because it's new. Well, this bill is like, do we have any place else in the state, very specifically our part of the state, that there could be possibly geothermal energy that could be used. And the question was asked, you know, why are we doing this? Well, let's do the research. Let's see if it's a possibility. And if it's not, then we leave it alone. We just know it's not, and we concentrate on other areas, and we concentrate on other kind of energy resources in our part of the state.
You know, it's one of those things where we need that all-of-the-above approach, energy agnostic, as Governor Cox liked to describe it, using every resource we have available to us. And again, goes back to what we talked about a second ago. We want to make sure that that energy cost is as low as possible for people across the state of Utah, because we're an energy-based state. It doesn't make sense that we should be paying outrageous prices when we are the ones producing a bulk of this energy.
Absolutely. You got it.
Now the story that's dominating the headlines across the state, and especially here locally in the Castle Country, is the arrival of Valor Atomics nuclear reactor to the state. They flew it from California to the Hill Air Force Base in Utah. Not only impressive because that's one of the first times they've transported a nuclear reactor by air, but also impressive for what it brings to the San Rafael Energy Research Lab.
You know, this is something that I'm so impressed with, because when I went to the groundbreaking of the Valor's, where they were going to build their building and do all of that, they said, this is our timeline. We're going to get this ready here in Orangeville, and it's being built. The reactor is being built in California. We will fly it out here. This is going to happen in February. They are right on. I've been up here long enough that we've had companies come and say, we're going to do this by this time, and it's going to be great, and it's going to save everybody, and nothing ever happens. These guys have really carried through with what they said they were going to do. And it's why we, as Utah, it was my bill, bought the San Rafael Swell at San Rafael Energy Center. Until I'm used to saying swell. It's coming through with what we wanted it to do, research. And this is what they're doing. This is not going to replace any energy locally. It is research, and can we get this small nuclear reactor up and running so that it can be used anywhere in the United States? So I'm so impressed. I was invited to go, but I just could not make it. And I just want everybody to know, I'm just so pleased with what we've got going on.
Now, seeing that reactor hauled through Carbon County and Emery County the other day was truly a spectacle. That is an advanced piece of technology, and it's right here in our backyard. I think that's the most impressive thing about this to me, is that this is all happening locally in Emery County. This is becoming the hub of nuclear innovation. That's crazy for an area that for so long was trying to bounce back from the loss of the coal industry as those mines started to close. Being able to bring something like this in not only carries on our long-standing culture and heritage of energy, but it also brings us into that next era.
Well, and, you know, everybody in the United States that deals with this, they now know Emery County, the research center, and they're just little busy bees out there getting ready for everything that's going to go on, and it's going to benefit both counties, because we have a lot of the businesses in Carbon County. Emery County has some, but they have the research center. So I'm just telling you, it makes me so happy to know that. I wished I could have seen that. I'm so sorry I was not there to see that drive through town. That would have been so cool.
No, it was truly a spectacle. Now, Representative Watkins, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Well, I just want them to know we're working hard up here. I feel like we've passed some really great legislation. We've got more to come, more to pass, and some to stop. And just working hard for everybody, and thanks for your support.
Well, Representative Watkins, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Again, our guest, Representative Christine Watkins, and she's providing this week's legislative update. If you want to stay up to date with what's happening up on Utah's Capitol Hill, visit le.utah.gov or stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.